I remember a meeting in Canarsie where we sang a chorus. I don't know if it was Great Is Thy Faithfulness, but I felt led to sing that chorus again, so we did. And then, surprisingly, I had the thought, let's sing it again. And people, you know, they're used to singing a chorus twice, but when you sing it the third time, they begin to wonder about you. And I think I sang it about three or four times. And after the fourth time, I felt like we were really getting it. You know, we're singing, Great Is Thy Faithfulness, All I Have Needed, Thy Hand Hath Provided. And I'm thinking, do we really get that? Great is Thy, All I Have Needed. Isn't it true in your life? All we have needed, His hand has provided. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. How many mornings has that been for you in your life? And His mercies are new every morning. You know, you got to take time. We get used to these songs, and we mean them on a certain level. But, you know, sometimes the Holy Spirit just stops you and says, now, wait a minute. Think about that. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, Thy hand hath provided. Great is Thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Oh, God's faithful. But He's faithful to you. And that's something that is wonderful. Sometimes in meeting, people praise the Lord, and other people listen to others praising the Lord. Ministers notice that. We have a different vantage point from the platform. And we look over the meeting, and we see this person lifting their hands, worshiping God, and the person next to them just sitting there quietly. I don't know what's going on in their heart. I can't see that. But it's not enough, evidently, to get over their lips. And then I say, now, don't you have as much reason to praise God as the person next to you? Don't listen to them, except to be inspired by them. But the Lord wants to hear it from you. He's been faithful to you. He's provided for your needs and supplied your needs. And you know, we have to challenge ourselves, or stir ourselves is probably a better way of saying it, and realize this is very personal. God wants this to be very personal. It's not that God has been faithful to the person next to me. Thank God He has been. And God has met the needs of the person that testified, and I praise Him for that, and I'm happy for them. But all that I have needed, mercies every morning for me, He has provided.
I just wanted to mention something about our camp devotional.
I believe it's Brother Eddie that had much to do with putting this together, and we thank him for it, because it's been a real blessing as I've been reading. We're up to day 6 now, and that is Thursday, day 6. And I've referred to this before, but perhaps not enough. And so I wanted to just call your attention to it. I hope that all of our staff members are reading their daily readings, and not just reading them, but really taking a moment to think about what's here, and praying that the Lord will give us a good response to these admonitions. Praise God. I liked it. Spoke there the other day about God's word is like a love letter to us. And I remember a story about a woman. I'm sure I've told this before. But there was a woman who lived in a small town, and I think she was part of a book club or something, and they were assigned to read a certain book that month, book of the month. And boy, this book was a tough one to get through, very dry. She read it, and read the first chapter, and that was a bit torturous, and she said, well, maybe it'll get better, and so she plugged through, and it was okay. She thought she read other better books, and then they gathered together to speak about the book, and it just so happened that day the author was present. Surprise visit from the author of the book. And he wasn't just an author, but he was a handsome author. And a young, eligible bachelor. And somehow, after that encounter, She went home and picked up that book again, and she couldn't put it down. It was really much better than she first realized. And so the story goes that she got to know him a little bit, and he began to show an interest in her. And they fell in love, and that book now, that was one of the best books that anyone had ever written. Well, what happened? Did the words miraculously change while she was out of the house? No, something happened in her heart. She fell in love with the author. And now that book just took on a whole different meaning to her. And you know, that's so important when we read the Word of God, that we know who it's coming from. And the more we fall in love with the author, the more the Word becomes precious to us and personal to us. And it's not just words, but he writes those words to us. And God wants us to experience his Word like that. This is a love letter to me from Jesus. And as I say, the more we love him, the more precious his Word becomes to us. And that's sort of the gist of some of these writings here. The other day we read that, you know, how boring it is to read a legal document. Some of us have had to do that. And you sit in the lawyer's office and he reads off the will. And there's a lot of legal jargon that you really have no idea what he's talking about, and a lot of repetitions. But then it goes on to say, but if there's a legacy for you, if there's something that you're to inherit, well, you can push through all that. And when you get to the good part, you know, I bequeath to so-and-so my fortune. And excuse me. A few people make an interesting connection with that word. If Tommy Andriak was here, you would hear that laugh of his. Anyway. But you know, when you know that there's something in it for you, then you know, you're much more interested. And of course, as we read the Word of God, we read it with that interest. We know that there are promises for us, and there's provision for our every need, and we look for that and listen for that. That's the attitude in which we ought to read God's Word. The one that I love more than life itself has written these words for me. And within these words, there's a precious treasure that he offers to me and wants me to get acquainted with. And then today's reading was very good, and I took a pencil and underlined one sentence. But it said there that when we read the Word of God, that we ought to really, really study it. And we ought to really get acquainted with it. So many people, their knowledge of the Bible just is based on what sermons they heard and remembered, what Sunday school lessons they happened to be in and stayed awake for, you know. I often have people come up to me and say, "What do we believe about this?" And that always makes me smile. What do we believe? I don't know. What do you believe? I don't believe anything, so whatever you believe, we believe, I guess, is kind of what they're saying. And that shows that, you know, maybe we could do better in getting into the Word of God for ourselves. And you all have by you a large treasure of divine knowledge, in that you have the Bible in your hands. Therefore, be not contented in possessing but little of this treasure. God hath spoken much to you in the Scriptures. And here's the line I underlined: labor to understand as much of what he hath said as you can. Really work at trying to understand as much as you can. You know, sometimes we come upon some books, Ezekiel, Revelation, some other of these books that are a little more difficult to interpret upon the first reading, and we have a tendency to shy away from them. Well, I can't understand Revelation. I don't know what's being spoken about there, so I'll read something that I like and know, and it's easier. But as I mentioned the other day, we've been taught that there's milk in every book. There's something that we can understand. Don't concern yourself so much with what you can understand. First, apply yourself to what you can. When I was living here at Pilgrim Camp, we We got to talking to Brother Gardner around the dinner table. We'd have some interesting lessons and talks around the dinner table, almost as good as in the meetings, sometimes as good, I suppose. And we started asking him, somebody started asking him about Revelation. Now, what does this mean, and what does that mean? And so Brother Gardner started asking us some questions. Well, what does that mean in Revelation? What does it say about, you know, this and that? And we had no idea. And he said, well, why don't you read the book, and why don't you find out what it plainly says, and get that down first, and then after you understand what you can, then talk to me about the things you can understand. I didn't quote him verbatim for sure. But that was the idea, you know. There's so much in there that we can understand. There are simple truths that we can get hold of. And so learn those first. And then when you have some appreciation for these simple truths, then you'll be in a better place to receive some of these deeper things. And I've often thought about that. You know, in every book there's something I can understand. Maybe it's a sentence. Maybe just a little phrase. Maybe some little command to help that teaches me something that I can do to please the Lord. I ought to find all that I can understand. And then we find that as we do that, that the Holy Spirit begins to lay a good foundation and build upon that, and then we can understand more. And we're in a better place to interpret the Word of God because we're interpreting Scripture with Scripture and so on. And so, I like that. Labor to understand as much of what He saith as you can. Praise God. And that means don't neglect any book in the Bible. You know, I mentioned in Canarsie that the Bowers, I suppose, were the ones that initiated this practice. But they encourage people to read through the whole Bible every year. And there are some people that have taken that very seriously. And for many years now, they've read through the whole Bible, cover to cover. And, you know, that's good because, as I said, you have a tendency to neglect certain portions and only read others. And we miss something that way. And we become a bit imbalanced. And so I just wanted to again call your attention to this devotional on the Word of God and remind you to read it each day. And each day's reading is rather short. I found myself reading some of them over and over and enjoying them more and more.